With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Understanding and sharing perspective of topics on civil rights is the goal of an essay contest held by the Ouachita Parish Public Library during Black History Month. We hear from a finalist in the high school division. Carroll High School ninth grader Mercedes Celestine shares her essay on the events surrounding the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
The Edmund Pettus Bridge is a bridge that carries out to Route 80 across the Alabama River in Salem, Alabama. The bridge is named after a lawyer, soldier, and legislator named Edmund Winston Pettus. The Edmund Pettus Bridge is not any ordinary bridge. This bridge is full of history and more history to come. In 1965, voting for African American was a very complicated issue. African Americans were being attacked if they wanted to vote. Voting rolls were 99% white and 1% black. A man named Jimmie Lee Jackson protested how African Americans were being treated, but as he was protesting, state troopers and other locals started a fight with 400 African American demonstrators. Jimmie Lee got shot in the stomach by an officer named James Bernard Fowler and died 8 days later. The word began to spread to citizens, including Martin Luther King. As the word began to spread, James Beaver, who was directing the Selma voting rights movement, called for a march from Selma to Montgomery to Governor George Wallace about Jackson's death and to ask if he had ordered the state troopers to turn off the lights and attack the marchers in the incident. Beaver called the march to calm the anger and pain of the people of Selma. The marchers also hoped to bring attention to the violations of their constitutional rights by marching to Montgomery. Dr. King agreed with Beaver's plan and asked for a march from Selma to Montgomery. But as the days and months led to a very bloody day, things were very chaotic and very stressful as blacks were being targeted as they went to vote. They were harassed, laughed at, or even sometimes beaten or killed. Black voters were hit hard economically as addition to physical abuse. Some were refused food aid, some refused at local banks and stores, even fired from their jobs. But on March 7, 1965, an estimated 525 to 600 civil rights march headed east of Selma on U.S. Highway 80. The march was led by John Lewis, an American politician and civil rights leader, and Jose Owens, United States businessman, philanthropist, scientist, and politician, and followed by Bob Manson, Albert Turner. The marchers crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where they found state troopers waiting for them on the other side. The troopers began shoving the demonstrators. Many were knocked to the ground and beaten with tear gas and beaten with nightsticks. Marchers were left severely injured and very bloody. The day was nicknamed Bloody Sunday. Due to the events on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the many people who came to march walked away with a huge accomplishment. The Voting Rights Act made demonstratory voting practice illegal and put a stop to the persecution of the African Americans who had been working for the cause. Section 4 of the Act ended the requirement of literacy tests in 6 of the southern states. These states included Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Section 5 stated that no one could make a change to their voting rules unless first authorized by a 3-judge court, the District of Columbia, or by the Attorney General of the United States. Despite the debate surrounding the Voting Rights Act, there is no doubt that the Edmund Pettus Bridge holds special history. This bridge is very special because from the deaths of who fought for African Americans' rights make the bridge special. The bridge became a historical landmark on March 11, 2013.
It's Carroll High School ninth grader Mercedes Celestine, a finalist in the Ouachita Parish Public Library Essay Contest during Black History Month. Finalists are recognized this evening at a reception at the main branch of the parish library. This is KEDM Public Radio.